Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Nothing like the past, present, or future. That's what I always say.
What?
Welcome, everybody, to Best in Show. That's all I got.
I'm totally freaked out.
I think Frankie's drowning us out big time right now. I don't know if it's in our headphones or in our...
Yeah, I think maybe it is a little too loud. We'll go like that. It's a little lower. Do-do-do-do-do. Hey, what was the past? What was that all about?
I don't know. You look like you were going to talk, so I just wanted to jump in front of you.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. I had a lot of things. You know, this week I wanted to start really getting into the things that we're supposed to be doing for the station that I haven't done at all. You know, like downloading the proper like commercials for other people's shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got asked a long time ago to do that.
Yeah, and I just keep forgetting to do stuff, and I was going to do it this weekend.
I think we still owe our old station some promos as well.
But I have one of those. I could play that. But, yeah, I mean, simply put, just listen to all the shows. Whenever you're sitting in front of your internet, personal internet, and doing some sort of screwed up stuff, you know, whatever it is, in the background, put on TPX Radio. Listen to the fine, fine programming that's out there. Listen to Lunatic Radio. Listen to, see, I shouldn't have started mentioning because I'm not going to remember everybody like a jerk.
I logged into Animal House.
Animal House, there you go.
Last Sunday night and tried to actually go in the chat room. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? I can't go. Why am I the only person in the chat room? And then I remembered that like 12 hours earlier when we had done a show, the chat room wasn't working.
I'm trying to see here. I'm actually looking on the website to see what all the shows are. And half the stuff's not there. Oh, there's the schedule. There's the schedule. That's what I was looking for. Yeah, you got Lunatic Radio, Not Another Tech Podcast. That's what I was thinking. Not Another. I couldn't think it. IT Radio, Blues Review, Stand Up Fridays, Fueled by Beer, Mad Beat Chemist, our buddy, and an Animal House that you were just talking about. Just some of the fine programming that you can get from the TPS Radio Network. You could also go to tpsradio.net. Check out the fine sports programming they got over there with our buddy Brian Scott. And, you know, all the other terrific things out there. So, just wanted to put that out there. Throw that out there as early as I can because I'm a jerk that still hasn't downloaded the commercials. And I'm not going to be able to play them on the air today. That said, you're listening to Best in Show. Best in Show exclusively on tpxradio.net. If you want to, you can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. We'll be 100% honest with you. I'm concerned about whether the phone is going to work normally today or not. Which, you know, nothing like jinxing us right at the beginning of the program.
We didn't check it, did we?
What do you mean?
We usually check it.
Oh, I checked the phone before time, and it kept echoing over and over again. I called like six different times. So whoever calls in is going to have to deal with listening to themselves, which I think Vanessa will be able to be a pro, and she'll pull through that. I think Monty's going to be a jerk about it. and that's about that. It's pretty quiet today. Nobody in the chat room. Nobody wants to be bothered. That's it. It's the end of the line for us, I think.
Six of one, half of nothing.
Right on, exactly. Yeah, I mentioned Monty, by the way. We got a big, big week for Bested Show. What's that?
I'm sorry. Can you put my headphones back up? Just so everyone knows, when the show started, I complained that it was too loud. And now now it's better. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Is it a lot better? Everything's good for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, one of these days we maybe should actually have our producer in the studio with us, making sure.
I thought he was going to be here this week.
He was supposed to be here last week. He never showed up. Didn't call. Didn't tell us a thing. So I don't know, man.
He loves us.
Yeah, big friends. Big friends. But so yeah, it's like I was saying, a big week. Next week will be a big week for Best in Show. We actually have a pretty involved, crazy show. We're actually going to be welcoming back to the studio the group, the Monty Love. This time we're actually going to have all four members of the band. Had to check myself for a second. They're in the studio with us, as opposed to last time, where I think we had three, and then Money called in on the phone and was all upset and cursing like a jerk because he wasn't invited to come into the studio. Let's see if we could keep that cursing to a minimum when he's in here. Trying to think. I don't know how you're physically. I see that. I was just about to call you.
I'm looking around the room trying to figure out how that's going to happen.
Oh, physically, you mean? Even just getting in the room? I don't even know.
No, we need to prep and get more microphones. Well, like we could. Do 2 and 2.
Yeah, like I said, technically is more my concern than physically.
Actually, they should do 2 and 2 because 4 people talking over each other, each with their own microphone, would be a disaster.
It probably will be anyway. It was, you know what? Last time it was a technical marvel. That somehow worked. I think it was a great show last time. That it was insanity.
Oh no, I do too.
And I think it's a nice thing to do 1 week before they do the 7th and final annual Monty Love Christmas Spectacular.
That show's the Christmas weekend.
That is the 23rd is when that's going to be. So next week is going to be the last our last show before they do it. So we want to plug it a little bit. I got to talk to you about this. So, by the way, when I make a face at you like that, I don't know why I think that works in an audio medium, but I try.
I thought it was like a secret thing.
No secrets. So Monty has been contacting me saying, hey, I need you to do something for the show. I'm like, all right, well, what do you need me to do? He's like, I don't know, something good. do you have it covered? And, being the goer that I am, I say, yeah, sure, no problem.
You went with him?
Yeah, I went with him. I said, yeah, sure, I got it covered. I have no idea what I'm gonna do. I don't.
Well, aren't they just coming in to talk about?
No. I'm not saying for the show. For the 7th annual Christmas Spectacular, he wants me to do something for the show. He wants me to play somehow musically or something. And like it's a good idea to put the mask on underneath your headphones. By the way, it might be a little tight because I put all three of them there now. So all the masks are there. So that might not be your usual mask.
I'm a professional.
Oh, you can work. You can work under any circumstances.
It's already cutting off my ear, but go ahead.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I should. I mean, like, should I even try and do something? Because at this point, the majority of the kids that are going to show up at a Monty Love Christmas Spectacular are one going to see, yeah, punk rock, woo, kick it, spit it, blah. You know? And I don't do that anymore. And I think it's going to be kind of lame and boring if I'm a guy who sits down with an acoustic guitar and plays a love song.
Not if you wrote it for me.
Oh, boy. Let's see. I'm being told that the show just stopped. No, it's working fine. I think it's just a friend of ours is having technical problems.
Jerk. I mean, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. There's nothing. It didn't interrupt on our side. Everything looks fine on the server. Everything looks terrific. I don't know. I don't want to back out of it per se, but I don't know what I could possibly do. Yeah, and Vanessa's confirming, by the way. The show didn't disappear for her. It's just our buddy.
Jerk.
Wow.
Jerk for confirming. Jerk for losing the show.
Wow. So what should I do? What should I do to get out of this? As much as I just said, I don't want to get out of it.
I don't know.
It is kind of silly for me to bother, right?
You want me to come up with an excuse on the air while he's listening?
He's not going to listen. Oh, yeah. What he does, he downloads it later, and he listens to the part where he's on, I think.
Great.
I don't even know that that's true. I'm just being a total jerk at this point.
I don't know.
But do you think I'm insane for thinking that it's stupid for me to bother play a punk rock show at 30... I honestly don't remember how old I am. 33 years old? At 33 years old, that I shouldn't be playing a punk rock show at a little bar on Staten Island, even though it is for friends of mine. I just think it's kind of crazy and stupid for me to do.
Hey.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Awesome. By the way, you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com exclusively on tpxradio.com. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with Keith or I, respectively, at Best in Show Keith or Best in Show Chris.
When we used to perform at...
Was that better? Was that the proper usage of the word respectively?
Probably not. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, come on. I did it intentionally for you. Hold on. You can get in touch with either... I'm stumbling over my words. I got to stop. Breathe. Okay. Hey, you can get in touch with either Keith or I, respectively, at Best in Show Keith or Best in Show Chris via the AOL Instant Messenger. That was horrible. Wasn't even comfortable. Everything's uncomfortable today. You can also call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or come to the chat room, the registering chat room that apparently you don't have to really register for, but it claims that you do. I don't even understand what's going on with that. I was supposed to this week try and put together our own chat room that we could do, but I don't even know if it's even worth the trouble for the five or six of our friends that are actually going to show up in the chat room for the show. I figure, hey, why not?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I'll come on that bridge when I burn to it. What?
Why'd you get blue?
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to come there.
Oh, okay.
I'll meet you over there.
When we used to play, what would you call it? Same sex love songs.
that would precisely be what I would call it.
When we used to play those at punk rock shows, I just always thought it was the funniest thing in the world, because like. Musically, it was nothing like what anyone was playing, and it was just kind of very clear, the whole thing, like, you know, like, from the clothes to, I don't know, it was just funny to do it in that setting, right. Always to me, which is kind of the whole purpose of even ever playing live with that whole thing, but, like, I know what you're saying now, like, now even, like... Being of an older age, it just feels kind of stupid at this point.
Yeah, you know? My intention wouldn't be to do it to make people feel uncomfortable with what I was doing, which was maybe kind of part of the drive.
Totally
the
behind what it used to be, yeah.
What? I was kind of into it. That was my whole...
No, that's at least, well, wait, what?
Huh? No. So anyway, like I said...
The Beatles?
Exactly. Third base.
No, we're not talking about rap now.
I really should have Step Into the AM ready at all times whenever it's time to play.
Brooklyn Queens?
Nah, see, Step Into the AM, because it's literally...
It's literally those notes.
Like, that's huge, though. No, but see, maybe, I mean, if you guys aren't watching on the camera, which I'm sure you probably aren't, like, you throw your hand up in the air. You'd see my hand up in the air. You'd say, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. I don't know. I don't know if anyone realizes it at this point or not. I'm at the bleeding edge of sanity right now. I'm at the bleeding edge of radio right now. And I'm holding it together as best I can right now, as things are not going the way that they should be, personally, in my life right now. Exclamation point put on it by the fact that I'm on vacation from work right now, and I received a call. I just threw the camera on the floor.
I like that angle better right there. Whoa! They got a scan of the whole studio. They're not supposed to get that. They're supposed to think we're in a two-sided room.
Great. As I focus on this, now you can see my jacket on my chair. That's the camera.
That's good. That's your Skeet Ulrich jacket.
But yeah, as is evidenced by the madness that I'm living through right now, is the fact that my boss called me this morning while I was on vacation to go into work. While I'm on vacation.
To which my suggestion is you should have told him, I've been drinking a lot of wine today, and to which you pointed out it was 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know that would necessarily be the best thing to tell my boss that hey, I'm on vacation, so I'm obviously drunk first thing in the morning.
I haven't stopped drinking since I left work last.
I haven't stopped since I started the Tuesday before I went on vacation.
It's
almost
fine.
There. I just need to fix the camera a little bit more. I want to get a little bit more focused on your golden face.
Oh, thank you. So, I don't know. if you think of something that you would want to do that you think is worth it, then
well, here's the thing. I'm not asking you to tell me what I think I should do. I was hoping that you were going to come up with the, hey, dude, hold it together. This is what you got to do. You got to go out there and do an acoustic Church of Man Love show. You know, something like that would, like, then I'd understand. Be like, oh, okay, fine. But hey, man, this is the thing. This is going to be the debut of our new two-man group called Best in Show, where we do stand-up
that's
comedy.
That's honestly the gayest. Best in Show is gayer than the Church of Man Love somehow.
Sorry, I need to move that camera just a drop more. There we go. Now we cut off the top.
Yeah,
of the
I don't know. I'm always leery of those things because every show we ever had that we played, I think, well, the best has got to be you and Nick practicing on stage and you hadn't seen each other in like 6 months. teaching you the songs on stage or vice versa or whatever, whoever happened to be the one.
I'm trying to remember that. On stage?
On stage. It was just the three of us. It was an acoustic thing. This was actually at Ron Hill's birthday show at the same place.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that at all.
Yeah, because I sang Happy Birthday to Ron, like Marilyn Monroe, and he got real uncomfortable and walked to the back of the place. I don't know why.
I don't understand what's going on with Keith. I think he's really trying to make moves on me. as we do personal jokes and we do impersonations, as we do an impersonation of a friend of ours. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm a jerk. The thing is, like, I'm being offered a nice thing by a friend of ours. I'm being offered an opportunity. I think I'm kind of being a jerk about it. I'm looking the gift horse in the mouth and throwing it out in the air like this is kind of like my defense mechanism about a way of saying, dude, I don't know how I could do this. I don't know. Maybe I should just suck it up and just do a little, play a little ditty. I know what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll read a little something special from my personal life and take care of it like this. Not too bad. No way to explain. Okay, let's stop for a minute. This is mad, crazy, cool, F-booted. You've been listening to An Acid Poem by Chris. I'm not even joking around. That's the first bit of acid poetry that I'm going to be dropping throughout the show.
You're my
today.
Favorite acid poet. He saved the acid poetry scene.
Yeah, honestly, it's really going to be huge. My favorite part about that particular acid poem is the fact that the last line of it is, this is mad, crazy, cool, F. I mean, I don't say F. It actually is the blue word, which I don't work that way. You were going to do it again right at the beginning of the show.
I just wanted to say it.
Just like Lou Reed last week. Man Crazy Cool, F word, booted. Like, I'm booted. Dude, I'm so booted. But that's the first acid poem. And just say, no. You got to understand, dude. We got a whole show. I'll be peppering these throughout the show as we go along. But that's the notepad.
I'm not going to look past that.
That's the notepad from my friend Mike's basement. Wow, you always work blue. My handwriting's really good on that too, right?
Yeah, that's why I was intrigued by the fact that you can read it.
Yeah, dude, come on, drugs.
Not too bad.
Would you like? Please do your interpretation. I probably want the music.
No, I'm gonna do Lou Reed's interpretation.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead. Not too bad. No way to explain. This kid got beat by the cops. Oh, man.
I like your interpretation. I mean, I like Sweet Lou's interpretation. But yeah, just so you know, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about poems, everyone. Poems. As I'm trying to hold the poetry up to the camera.
Doug Yule sang all the songs. Go talk to him.
All of them are only after the second album.
Not all of them, but a lot of the ones that have a good voice on the third and fourth albums are Doug Yule.
Awesome.
Disappointingly.
Dude, I love looking at acid poetry. I think maybe next week's show I'm going to trip. I'll dose me at like 9 a.m. So when the show starts, it'll
can
be
I poison you? That would be funny. Like, not enough to where you'll die.
Dude, by all means, squirt Visine into whatever I'm drinking. By all means.
Why? What would happen?
I will. You'll. You know, this is an odd trick. It's probably not something that we should be talking about, but if you put Visine on food. If you eat, it's there's something about it that will make you almost instantly, and when I say almost instantly, like within 5 minutes, you'll lose bowel control and it'll be all liquid that just starts pouring out of you. This is a tip, actually, then this is the part of it that I shouldn't do that was pointed out to me by an old friend that used to work at Applebee's, and he used to do this to guys that were jerks. They would all, you know, almost every server at his Applebee's would keep Visine with them and squirted in food of the people that they didn't like, so they would get sick and they would leave. Vito knows who this person is. He's in the chat room. This is actually an old friend of Vito's. Actually, that's how I met him. I met him through Vito. And yeah, true story. Supposedly. I don't know, to be quite honest. I mean, that's what he claimed he did. I personally have never poisoned anyone, so I don't know, and I've never wanted to have diarrhea bad enough on my own to just try and eat Visine to see if that works. But that's supposedly what happens. That's supposedly how it goes. So be careful out there. Whenever you want to get the red out of your eyes, make sure that you don't put it in your mouth.
Unless you backed up.
You got to do what you got to do. Who needs milk of magnesia when you have Visine?
I wear a Dracula cape? I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, at the... Oh, yeah,
the Visine trick. Vito was pointing out that it was something he learned in bartending. So maybe he's the person who actually taught that friend of ours from Applebee's to do that. Hey, Chris, maybe you could put some Visine in the beer at Dock Street. Then you can get out of going to the show. I don't want to get out of going to the show. I don't want to get out of being there, to be quite honest, or even out of I don't know, man. I don't want to keep harping on it because I feel, like I said, it's a nice thing that's being offered to me, and I'm being a real jerk about the way that I'm accepting it. So it's kind of bad. And I just got caught up in the moment. It's like, come on, dude, you got to do something big, and I was just like, yeah, all right, I'm in, woo. And then I remembered, like, wait, I'm stupid. Like, I shouldn't be doing this. I don't know. I don't want to keep harping on the same thing. But Visine, man, Visine.
It's good for you.
Why did I just bring Visine up? How'd that come into play? Oh, from the acid poetry, I guess.
I said I was going to poison you.
Oh, poison, right? Yeah, no. So I want to get dosed. You want to dose each other?
Dos Equis?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it'll be sick. We should do something. Maybe hash brownies, bro.
Okay.
Or maybe we should just be people, actually.
You get on that. Let me know how it works out.
Boogeyman.
I'll definitely get boogied.
That's my... Dude, I'm so boogied up today. I don't know.
Let's drink bleach.
Awesome. Drano. A big bottle of Drano.
Let's just chop each other's heads off. See what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Just looking at this acid poetry stuff really totally freaked me out. It's just like,
where does that music come from?
What do you mean?
I know it comes from a button, but
what music are you talking about? Oh no, it doesn't come from a button. Actually, I was just reading the poetry. And you got caught up in the moment. I think is all it was.
Oh really?
Hold on, let me try reading a little poetry. Maybe you'll understand. How can I actually sit down and write lyrics? Seriously, no clue. With?
You couldn't even write with. You had to do W/.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's lazy acid poetry.
Hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
Hello, Joe.
Oh, no. What's up, buddy?
How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm absolutely terrific. What's going on with you, friend? By the way, it's our buddy Monty calling in. What's going on?
I love when you introduce me. Sounds like, hey, everyone, guess you just stopped in.
What? Is that what just happened? It was like you just popped in.
I know, but I feel like I'm walking by the window, and I knock, and you guys wave at me.
Well, that's essentially what happened, isn't it? Like, you knocked, we looked around the outside, we looked through the peephole, and then opened up the door and join us on the show here.
Well, that sounds good.
Awesome. So what's going on, buddy?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Good thing.
Oh man, these are the craziest days.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe you should give him the music before he talks.
Yeah, you honestly have no idea how I can possibly relate that I've teased it a couple times on today's show already that I'm at the bleeding edge of sanity right now. So I totally understand where you're coming from. What's up with you now?
Oh man, let's push it.
Hold on, wait. Let's trip out a little bit. All right, enough tripping. Sorry, I got a little caught up. So what's going on? I'm not used to you calling this early in the show. What's going on?
Well, I'm up early, you know. Thought I'd give you guys a call, and you know, we're just trucking along in this world, you know, trying to make sense.
Oh.
Have you been listening to the show since the start?
If you started a minute ago, yeah.
You know, if you had any idea what the what your timing was at all. I was actually talking about this whole beginning of the show about how for the Christmas show that's going to be going on in a couple of weeks, how I have no idea exactly what I'm going to do for it. And I was reaching out to the listeners to help me out to come up with what my thing is going to be for the show.
I couldn't tell if you were talking about that or not.
Yeah, no, I literally 100% was. That's why it's crazy timing that you called in like a minute and a half later. That's odd.
I didn't want to be egotistical and be like, he's talking about my show.
Yeah.
But you are! Yeah!
Yeah, I was talking about the fact that I have no idea exactly what I'm going to do, and I have no idea how I'm going to pull this off, and I have no idea what I'm going to do, and or how I'm going to pull it off. But that's neither here nor there. That's, you know, we could take that up next week, you know, when we get you guys in the studio. I actually talked about the fact that you guys are going to be joining us next week and all sorts of
stuff. I didn't mean
to
surprise you.
With what?
With, like, come up and do something. But, you know, come up and do something. You got to, I mean, do you have an Easter bunny suit?
Yeah, I have tons of them. I have tons of them all over the place. Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea how I'm going to do it. So, sorry, I'm looking at things going on in the chat room at the same time.
I can't get in the chat room.
Yeah, you have to register for it. It's a little more involved. Everything's crazy. Is your computer even, I mean, are you hearing the show at this point? I think last week you said you couldn't even get to the computer to hear us.
Yeah, no, my computer's working now.
Super.
Well, I got to register for a chat room?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. We're actually going to, hey, I've been talking about how I'm going to make my own chat room.
You know, yeah,
independent of it, but
you should have a real chat room where people you have to physically go to it.
The chat, like fireside chat rooms, and we'll sit around together, like with a I guess what do you call that thing with fire in it? A fire.
Oh, the devil pit.
Right, the devil pit. We'll sit around a devil pit and talk.
There's the chair you can use for the fireside chat room for when the guy shows up.
Awesome. It'll be terrific. I can't wait. All right, so the chat room's open, guys. Come to my house too. Well, I won't go that far. But so what's up, buddy? What's going on with you? So you're over the edge at this point. Things are going insane.
No, I think things are pretty good again. You know, but everything's always crazy.
I'm curious, when did you start gargling with gravel right before the show?
Man, you guys are so crazy.
No, but seriously, you sound totally insane.
I just woke up.
Go like this. Try this for me. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ouch. That kind of hurt. Wow.
Is that better?
Awesome.
So, what do you expect from a guy who just wakes up? You guys have such high expectations.
I don't know. I just want to be able to understand what you're saying, dude.
I usually just wake up, too. I don't really do anything else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, can you upload the show so I can listen to it?
Say again?
Can you upload the show so I can listen to it?
What do you mean, can I upload the show so you could listen to it?
When you were talking about my show.
Yeah, it's already uploaded. Then you'll actually hear what I was really saying before. It'll be fantastic. Yeah, you right after our show's over, you know, in just about an hour and a half, you go to our website, bestinshowradio.com, click on downloads, download the show, and then you'll get to hear all the derogatory things I was saying about the show in 2 weeks. It'll be awesome.
Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'll do it now.
No, now. All right. So now you could. Nah, I can't help you there. I can't upload it in the middle of it being recorded. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have to wait.
So what things do you have possible? What are you working on for the Christmas show?
Oh, I'm 100% honest with you, dude. I have no idea. And I'm almost like I'm at the point that I just don't even know if it even makes sense for me to do something. I don't know. Like, I don't want to let you down and not do something, but I don't even know what I could bring to the table.
I don't know either. It doesn't even have to. I don't know. It's
perfect. Perfect. Out of curiosity, what was Monty's pick last week? Do you remember what it was?
Oh, man. Stupid.
I guess it was wrong.
Were you wrong last
week? It was wrong. This was my first pick that I loved, and it just was straight up wrong. Like, you know?
Apparently, it was.
I did under in the New England-Detroit game, but I don't know. New England decides to, like,
score 400 points.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in football, man.
I've got to be honest. I had no idea what even happened last week. I did really horrible in all my pick 'em leagues and everything. By the way, you got a lot of real. We've got a lot of real friendly things being said in the chat room about you. You really got to get in the chat room and defend yourself, buddy.
What are they saying?
Oh, dude, you're gonna have to get over to the chat room and check it out. Do you like the way I tease that? That I get people to join the chat room. It'd be awesome.
How do I get in it?
No, you gotta go to the chat room. Go to our website. Click on contact. Click on chat room, and then click on register. You can register. You can get in there. People are questioning whether you're high or not, and you sound like you're stoned. Things like that. It's all interesting. But I guess it's you put a little you cast some doubt last week when you talked about how you wanted to start drinking, you know, to try and get yourself through things. So maybe I think people now are starting to think that you're getting high, and I don't know. I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, I'm getting high at 11 in the morning.
Well, I mean, do what I do. Just start drinking at like 9 in the morning so you don't have to go into work.
You know that song, Gin and Juice, by Snoop Dogg?
Absolutely.
That's kind of like me. But I'm just drinking juice.
Awesome. It's like me minus the gin.
Yeah. I'm just sipping on juice laid back.
Awesome. Awesome.
I love juice, man. I love juice. If I could be totally serious, love juice. Apple, orange, Welch's grape.
I see, I'm waiting for it to be love the juice, gin not so much.
You know what? I don't know gin. But listen, if I start drinking, I totally want like fruit punch. If I went to a party where they had one of those big bowls with the fruit punch where the smoke comes out of it.
Okay. So you're looking to go to a TV cocktail party is when you want to get drunk.
That's where I want to get drunk. And I wanted a cup of steaming fruit punch. How come they don't make those at the bar?
I have no idea why I find that so funny, steaming fruit punch.
I don't know. That's like a drink you'll always see, like Dracula drinking.
Is it actually Dracula, or is it someone dressed as Dracula at the party?
No, I think it's Dracula.
You could go to any bar and order a steaming bowl of Dracula fruit punch, though.
If they had a steaming Dracula punch, I would drink all the time.
Honestly, I really think you should start going to bars and start trying to order a steaming Dracula punch.
Maybe what you can do for him is make him a steaming bowl of Dracula fruit punch for the show.
Maybe, and then they'll go through their bartender book.
Awesome.
I'll go, it's the drink where the steam comes out of it. Dracula always drinks it. Come on.
By the way, it's being pointed out in the chat room.
Let me draw you a picture. Here's Dracula.
Oh, I got to get a picture of it.
There's in the chat room, it's also being said that if this is what Monty sounds like when he's not hungover, he really shouldn't start drinking. It's the
But, you know, I should get a picture of Dracula drinking it, but not like a real picture. A picture of me dressed as Dracula drinking it.
Why not a drawing of you dressed as Dracula doing it?
It's like he's going to the hair salon. He's going to the bartender. This is what I want.
Yeah, hold the picture up to him. Like, I don't know what the drink is called, but I need one of these.
Bartender, this is what I want to look like. Do you have a Dracula outfit?
No, see, Awesome.
Well, I'll get to work on that.
Fantastic. Yeah, please get that drawing out there. I you know, I implore the listeners to put get them up there, put them on the message board, get your picture of what a steaming Dracula drink looks like. Or
right.
Dracula's drinking a steaming fruit punch looks like. Awesome.
Well, how do you feel about this idea for Christmas? You take your baby and stage dive.
Wait a minute. That was a little
crowd surfing baby.
Yeah, no, my child will be no place near this event, and there'll be no crowd surfing with my child.
I think he meant me when he said your baby.
Oh, my baby? Oh, my baby. Come here, baby. Let me hold you.
Dress the baby as Dracula.
with fruit punch.
And punch in the bottle so the steam comes out the nipple hole.
Awesome. Steam coming out the nipple hole. Hey, buddy, so what's going on? What's going on? Where are we at? What are we going to do? What's the thing? What's the move?
All right. This week, lock of the week.
By the way, if you don't know where we were just at right there, Keith had to shut his microphone off, and he honestly looked like he was about to die. He was just hacking and wheezing, and that was me staring at him and yelling at you to try and, like, to see if I could align
now,
the universe again.
Now there's little spots through the little holes.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take the mask off. Take the
no
mask
way.
Off and breathe. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, that was really just totally insanely scary. Keith's head is a total, I mean, I don't know if you could tell from the camera, but Keith's head is totally bright red at this point, and he looks totally insane. That was an uncomfortable moment. Awesome.
Wow.
So, yeah, everything just got really nuts there for a minute.
I gotta admit, I was drinking some steam and Frankenstein punch this morning.
It's good, right?
No, see, that's the problem. You were drinking steam and Frankenstein. You gotta
it's cheaper.
Oh, it's cheaper.
You know how much a good vintage bowl of steam and Dracula punches?
That's a good point.
The three of us together are so good.
At steam.
All right, listen, the lock of the week, it's another good one. It's the Buffalo Bills versus the New York Jets. Over the past 2 years, Buffalo 8-0 over. Mm-hmm. They've given me the over 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks. So we're going to go for the over one more time.
What is the over-under for this?
It's about 44. No, it's not. No, it's totally not.
It's 3.
It's somewhere between 25 and 60, I think.
Yeah, no, no,
no, that's true.
But so you're going for the over no matter what it is.
I'm going for the over no matter what it is. I'm trying to
see that's
I'm
a lock.
My games confused. Either 44 or 37.
And by the way, by the way, for the record, the lock of the week at best now probably has to be described as a slightly creaky, maybe it can be picked lock of the week. I just want to throw that out there.
I've only had 3 losses all year.
You've had 3 losses, but you're coming off a loss right now, so you gotta, you know, you gotta.
Well, I'm actually 2 of the last 3. I'll tell you why, and this is not an excuse, but you know, it's just an excuse. That breakup totally screwed me up. I've been doing my football picks like on Sunday at 12:30, just like running through them.
I got news for you, dude. I did mine at 11 o'clock as the show was starting. I actually made the show start a minute late because I was doing my football picks as the show was starting.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've just been totally screwed up, and I don't want to, like, you know, be it, say it, do it, but I don't even post on the message board. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing. All of a sudden, I'm like, and 10th place, but you know, today I'm going to come back strong. 37.5.
37.5?
Yeah.
So
that's so much better.
So we're taking the over in this fine football contest. Is it taking place in Buffalo?
It's in New York Jets land.
He said it's 37. It's 37. I missed that just now. Did he confirm it's 37?
Yes, he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he
okay.
said it was 37. I was trying to figure out where the game was actually being played, and it's actually at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, gotta get those points. Get those points. Get those points. Get those points. get the point, get the point, get the point, get the point.
I was waiting to see how long it was going to go. That was maybe the most insane thing ever.
Yeah.
Awesome. out of control. What? What, you don't like the fact that I try and claim to him, oh yeah, I was talking about what I'm going to do for the show, meanwhile 5 seconds before I'm just like, dude, I got to get out of this. Dude, yeah. I got to get out of this. I love that. Let's see. Wow, everything got thrown.
By the way, in that pool he's talking about, our Pick'em League,
uh-huh.
For some reason, I was in first place going into Thursday, and for some reason I put 16 points on Cleveland. Cleveland.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, I honestly don't think I think the Steelers are a bad team, but Cleveland's a worse team.
Wow. You're looking to just offend across the board now. You're looking just to scream crazily at Vito and make everything insane.
Vito knows the Steelers are a bad team. My team stinks, too. They're just 6-6, so they managed to still have a shot.
6-6. Wow. I believed I was going to be 6-6 at one point. Sorry, I got a little confused.
My team will probably lose to Tampa Bay and be out of it today.
We'll do all sorts of football talk.
No, we won't. I'm tapped. That's it.
No, we're going to do tons of football talk a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to go immediately to the satellite uplink that got a little confusing. Well, you putting your mask back on? You getting back into it? Getting ready?
I'm okay now.
Here, let's go to the satellite.
Take you now to a special report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood.
Let it go for a second. Just feel it for a minute. Feel the news coming. Feel the news coming. You got it, right? You like that? I got it. I faded it out. Nice. Dun, everything's romantic. No, you're not supposed to hear that. That's supposed to come after.
I thought it turned into a rap song. Dun,
yeah, it's going to be awesome. Hey, Vanessa, what's going on, buddy?
Let me ask you, has Monty listened to the show before or no?
I honestly have absolutely no idea. I think he's listened because he's chimed in a few times before during the show while things are going on. So, yeah, he absolutely has.
All right.
Yeah, everything's a little frantic. Everything's a little crazy in the world today. Obviously, in
phone sounds weird, too.
What's that?
The phone sounds weird.
Echoing?
I mean, the satellite.
Oh, yeah, the satellite. Weird. Yeah, it's everything's insane. Everything's totally insane. Nothing makes any sort of sense. My life is in shambles, and I'm thinking about crying. Actually, and Keith is holding up little pictures of stick figures to me, just so I understand that everything's gonna be all right. But anyway, what's going on, buddy? Where you at today?
Well, I've got a real heartwarmer to make you feel better.
Awesome. This will probably do wonders for me.
I've been in Los Angeles all weekend with reporters from around the globe attending the most important cultural happening of this century. Not since the fall of the Berlin Wall have people been brought together with such a spirit of hope and goodwill. I'm getting a little misty right now thinking of the joy I've experienced in the last 2 days. I've been at Tori Spelling's yard sale. As we all know, Tori Spelling has fallen on some hard times. Although currently pregnant with the first Spelling grandchild, television's finest actress has been denied her rightful portion of the billion-dollar Aaron Spelling estate by her wicked and no-sense-of-humor mother, Candy. Candy is busy eating truffles and bossing the help while bathing in champagne and the blood of virgins, while America's sweetheart is forced to hawk her wares in the street like some common suburbanite. She even printed up her own yard sale flyers, and was seen tacking them up on telephone poles around her neighborhood. The general public and the great unwashed were welcomed into Tori's own home to paw through her closets and peek into her medicine cabinet. I lined up with the media and hundreds of savvy shoppers at 5 a.m. on Friday for the first crack at the underwear drawer. And since I read that Tori and her new husband watch a lot of porn, I wanted to be the first to dive under the mattress in search of some dirty business. Here's a list of what I did not find at Tori's house. Porn, panties, her diaphragm, money, or pharmaceuticals. But here's some of what I did find. Magazines with Tori on the cover, a Furby, wedding favors from her first marriage, her roller skates, an oil portrait of Tori circa 90210, and all the shabby chic furniture in the world. Jewelry and clothing worn by Tori, couches and chairs sat on by Tori, glassware and dishes eaten off of by Tori, art and knickknacks handpicked and lovingly displayed by Tori. Everything in the house was for sale, and Tori herself autographed the merchandise before placing it in an official Tori Spelling estate sale bag. I wrestled with club kid James St. James over a needlepoint pillow that read, "If it's not one thing, it's your mother," and he won. But I did manage to score a hairbrush with her hair in it and a soap dish with used soap inside. Creepy or the best thing that has ever happened to me? Tomorrow's the final day of this fantastic event. And while things have been picked over, I'm sure there will still be some bargains to be had. If nothing else, there's an opportunity to visit her home once more, soak up some of that spelling ambiance, and linger uncomfortably until security asks me to leave. From Studio City, California, on the happiest weekend of my life, I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
I'm desperately wanting to use that, put the outro at the end of it, too. Awesome. Awesome stuff out at the Tori Spelling auction. Was Tori actually on site for the auction itself, or she just signed things and had other people hawking her wares for her?
Nope, she's there governing the whole event. She's haggling. She's making deals.
Can she really be that poor that she really needs to sell everything that she has? Shouldn't she, have made any sort of money from her past before this?
Shouldn't she have a lawyer?
Well, I mean, whatever. The fact of the matter is her father left everything to his wife. What's he going to be able to, she can't fight that. A will is a will is a will. Where there's a will, there's an A. That's what I always say. But
and the A in this case is Candy Spelling.
Yep, absolutely. A-hole. Yeah, I don't see why she should have to sell everything that she owns to be able to go forward. The fact of the matter is, I haven't made a fraction of the money that Tori Spelling's made, in her life, and I don't think I would ever have to, get out on the street and start selling my panties the street.
She may have spent very frivolously, assuming that she wasn't going to be shut out of his entire,
I think, personally, Tori had a pretty high overhead during the golden years. And now she's, she had that $1 million wedding and then got divorced the year after. That's tough.
Yeah, I wouldn't think to a spelling while her dad was alive that $1 million would have had to have come out of her pocket particularly. But I suppose it's plausible. I guess it's possible. It seems nuts to me. What are you going to recoup from selling dirty panties? What are you going to recoup from selling dishes and plates? You're having a yard sale. I don't see most of the people in my neighborhood having yard sales, quitting their jobs immediately afterwards, and paying off the full mortgage on the house. Granted, it is a Tori Spelling yard sale, and there are people such as yourself out there that are, enamored with the young lady and are going to do everything you can to pay as much as you can for any bit of Tori history.
How can James St. James afford any of that stuff? That's what I want to know. That many people bought Disco Bloodbath?
Delightful.
Not very many.
Awesome. I got to be honest. It just seems nuts to me. It seems like I mean, if you're on hard times and you're looking to pay like a $600 rent, maybe you sell everything you have so you can get that one more month's rent. I don't see what she's going to be getting out of the whole thing. It just, I don't know. I don't mean to look
well,
at it.
Here's a little tidbit into it. Like, her apartment, the place in Studio City, kind of a dump.
Is it really?
Not all that nice.
Where exactly is Studio City? I'm California ignorant. So
it's a suburb of Los Angeles.
Okay, I mean,
it's called Studio City because it's actually where a bunch of the studios are.
Okay, and is the whole neighborhood a dumpy area, or she particularly just happened to get a prime piece of real estate there?
Well, I don't mean that it's a dump, but it's by spelling standards, it's kind of, not so nice. It's just like a plain neighborhood, like a regular neighborhood with apartments and.
Okay. I mean, maybe all right. Then she should. Maybe she can. She can.
Maybe she should make a Lifetime movie about her yard sale.
Awesome.
She may have needed to pay that her divorce. You know, she may have had to pay a lot of money to that dude.
Mother, may I have a dollar? It's called.
Now this.
And Candy says no.
And Candy is her stepmom,
or no? Candy's her mom.
Candy's her mom. Mom.
Mm-hmm.
What is the whole thing behind the rift?
I think because Tori did a TV show for VH1 and it's loosely based on her life, but it's a parody of Tori Spelling's life, and she plays herself. But she portrays her mother. Lonnie Anderson is her mother, and it's not a flattering portrayal. So Candy got real mad, and that's how she got on the outs.
I think it's. I find it sad. I think any sort of family troubles are sad, and it brings a tear to my eye and a pain to my heart to think that any family could not. Cannot pull through it and get through the troubling times that they're having. That's all I'm going to say about that. I feel bad. I feel bad for Candy. I feel bad for Tori. I would think that in these trying times, in the post-Aaron world, that they might be able to put their differences aside and realize, mother, daughter, I love you. We can go together. We have to be together. I love you.
Things are crazy in the post-Aaron world.
Isn't that new movie by Mel Gibson, The Post-Aaron World? Post-Aaron Elliptico or something like that?
Is Tori Spelling in that?
I hope. I could only hope. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know is where I'm at right now.
So are you going to be having a yard sale?
I'm gonna
your
do
life crumbling apart, and
I wouldn't quite go that far, but I don't know that I'm that far away from it either. Things are not good in my camp. Things are a little bit insane right now. I'm not gonna delve too far into personal disturbances that I'm having at the moment. Not just yet. Maybe when I'm a little further removed from them, maybe then I'll be able to chit chat about them. But not. Not today.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. I appreciate it. Things are crummy. It's not a good day. We weren't even sure that we were going to do the show today, but we're.
I heard.
Yeah, I mean, we really weren't sure when I found out that they wanted me to go to work, but that's another thing entirely. Everything's just crazy, but everything's going to be all right. Like
Aaron Spelling said.
Like Aaron Spelling said in that song, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Isn't there a brother? Does Tori have a brother?
Yeah, there's a brother, too.
And he's not cut off, though, right?
No, he's...
He wasn't in the VH1 movie.
He's on the end.
Can't throw his sister something here and there.
Doesn't she have, wasn't there, like, a Showtime TV show or HBO show for her or Cinemax show? Doesn't she have a TV show, like, it's a very Tory life or something like that? It's like a comedy TV show?
That's what I was
talking
about.
That's the show she's talking about.
Oh, that's like a regular show. Okay, and that's what... it's a comedy show. That's what her mom was going crazy about? I thought she did like a made-for-TV movie, type thing.
No, there was just a... it was a parody. It was actually a really funny show, although I'm...
slightly
the
biased.
The only person who ever saw it. But it was really good.
Yeah, I don't... I didn't see the... man, I didn't realize that was it at all. When you said VH1, I assumed it was like some sort of like movies that rock, like some sort of real life story. the true life story of Tori Spelling, and that's what I expected. The fact that she's making her mom to be a goof, making her mom to be look silly on a goofy show, I think that's insane. What's the name of that show? My Life is Tori or something?
Notorious.
Oh, Notorious. See, it's punny.
Isn't it punny?
I get it. I get it.
I love Tori Spelling.
I was pretty uncomfortable. Maybe very, very uncomfortable. I love Tori. Because the thing is, it was heartfelt and it was real. It was a real moment of just her professing her love. Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that you were actually able to get out there and actually spend some time with Tori this weekend, actually get some of her personal effects. Or effects,
yeah,
or affects.
Yeah, might you feel better if, like, you had a Tori Spelling item?
I might. Again, I'm
How
not...
about a Tori Spelling Hello Kitty pillow?
Oh, that would be terrific. That actually exists?
Yeah, I could get you one of those.
Is her name on it, or is it just it's just a Hello Kitty pillow that was hers?
It came off her bed. It was awesome. Her Tori Spelling... I mean, her Hello Kitty pillow.
Oh, awesome. That might be just the trick. That might be just what the doctor ordered. Again, I don't want to like throw things out there like insane. Like, I'm not totally like a mess. I'm having a bad day. That's all. I'm having a bad couple of days. Let's I'm not going to make it worse than it actually is. Everything will be fine. Though I do.
Well,
want...
Christmas is coming up, so everybody might get a little bit of Tori.
Awesome.
Michael Ollie just got a cake with a Tori file baked into it sent to him in prison.
That's the guy who killed the guy who was an angel, right?
Yeah, and James St. James, who Vanessa had to fight, is the guy that wrote the book Disco Bloodbath, which they turned into the Party Monster.
But that was Angel.
Angel
was
Menendez.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm wanting to make sure that I wasn't totally insane. I couldn't think about it. Awesome.
I think Vanessa's gone.
Do you really?
No, I'm here.
Oh okay. She was thinking of Tori.
Marveling at what's going on in that room.
Oh. Yeah, I think everything's just insane. Everything's totally insane. I'm feeling a little hot, to be quite honest. I'm actually going to open the window just a touch more.
Oh, good idea, bro. Good idea.
Much better. I'm actually sweating like a pig. It's disgusting. Awesome. But, all right, man. I don't know. All I can keep saying is I could just keep saying I don't know, because everything is just insane. And weird and odd, and nothing seems to make sense. Hey, wait, maybe this will bring things a little bit better. Hold on a second. Let me check this out. I'm seriously not sure if everything's going to be the way it was before this. I'm never coming back. This has been Acid Poetry by Chris. Whoa. Sorry, it was almost time for a game show there. Yeah, like these retarded acid poems are just out of there. They blow my mind.
When did you do these?
Oh, these are the ones that the aforementioned poems that I talked about last week. It was the same day that I locked myself in my friend's bathroom with his deer hunting knife.
Oh, I didn't realize there were recordings of the poems. I thought they were just, you know, like you had a little notebook or something.
No. These are not recordings of the poems. This is me recanting the stories. Actually, I don't know. You weren't here at the very... you were here at the beginning. If you look in the chat room right now... The camera, I'm holding up notepads. These are actual notepads. The music, that's just me reading these over music. These are not recorded bits of music.
Oh, well, you should consider putting out an album, I think.
Awesome. I think that's the next move. So that was the most recent one. I'm seriously not sure if everything is going to be the way it was before this. I'm never coming back. Stupid.
And you didn't, did you?
Apparently not. I'm still in that bathroom right now, hunting, waiting. Oh, man. What's being sent to me?
I was sending you an ant button.
Why?
Because you said you didn't know what an ant button was like 3 months ago.
Wow. Wait, that's really an ant button?
No, it's just a button with an ant on it.
Oh, I'm really drugged.
I was being silly. I'm sorry, you're tripping. I shouldn't mess with you.
I'm getting messages, by the way, that the music is too loud and people can't hear the poems.
Man.
Hold on. If I'm not doing them justice, I got to lower the music a little bit. Let's just take
no
this.
No way, man. Turn it up. Come on. This is acid
chill.
Poetry.
Chill. Seriously.
Break out of your conformist world.
Yeah, seriously. If you dropped right before this, you'd hear the words just fine. I'm seriously not sure if everything's going to be the way it was before this. Never coming back.
Who's he to come back?
Like the fact that there's a portion of my life that I sat like writing things down, thinking that any sort of pearl of wisdom that was coming out of my mouth was worthy of being recorded. It's absurd. It's just stupid is what it is. And now I'm being told that that's much better. Now I could be heard much better.
Wait, are these notes like you just copied them out, or is this what you wrote that this is from that night?
Do you see the handwriting? These are the words of a guy tripping out, written by the guy that is as he's tripping out.
So
that's
at the
are.
Can you scan them and put them on the?
I most certainly
the
at the Best in Show Chris Yard sale. Those are going to be a hot ticket item.
I most certainly can. I most certainly can. I'm just going to block out some of the names when the names come. You guys
are going to lose value.
Yeah, no, just on the pictures. No, when I sell them, it'll be fine. Dude, look at this. Look at this.
I can't believe you were able to write.
It's like it looks like hieroglyphics, half of them. It's terrific. Acid poetry. We'll get, like I said, we'll drizzle these gems here or there. I don't want to blow my load on these and, you know, just read them all at the same time. And I don't want people to trip too hard from my I don't want to harsh your mellow.
What if you turn into Otto?
what else does a drug guy sound like?
Well, Vanessa, you should enjoy those items, but you should also maybe take your own survey and see if you went a little bit overboard. You may have a problem, like someone else in the room. I won't name my name.
What exactly are the prices? These are high price items because they were autographed, I assume.
Some of the things were high priced. Like there was a lot of furniture, you know, like really like big items that she had paid good money for. But there was just like junk laying around, you know, just stuff that like was $10, $5, you know, just stuff.
I would think that a Tori Spelling autograph should fetch at least $5 or $10. That's surprising to me that there were things for sale that cheap.
Well, some of the stuff is on eBay already, so
this is Donna, goddammit.
Check it out.
She should have taken people in the back alley and made some real money.
This is Donna.
Aww,
think about it that
talk
way.
Talk about my girl that way.
It's sad.
That's it. I'm going.
It's sad. How the mighty have fallen. Wow, that was our news report from our senior news analyst, Vanessa Cheatwood. Excellent as always. That was uncomfortable. Whew. I don't even understand, man. I don't even understand.
You don't understand, man.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the chat room. Just everything is frantic. Everything is insane. Nothing is making sense to me. Everything's haphazard and I don't know. Maybe I need to mellow out and cool myself out, and I'll understand.
I would love to at least have an opportunity to make ridiculous amount of money and save it.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Oh, by the way, speaking of ridiculous money, if we could go a little sport for a second.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the days of ridiculously inflated baseball salaries were over, but apparently I'm very wrong.
Yeah, no, someone got hired this week for $14 an hour. The ridiculous prices are done.
Ted Lilly signed with the Cubs 4 years.
Cubbies?
4 years, $45 million, something like that. And then they signed Jason Marquis, Staten Island native. 3 years, $28 million. Like, these are ridiculous amounts for guys that aren't that good. Like, Ted Lilly's a lot better than Jason Marquis, but still, it's insane right now. Like, I thought that was over. Apparently, it's not. I thought we were never going to have, like, the days when Alex Rodriguez made $252 million for 10 years.
Yeah, because you're not going to make it for 10 years, you know?
Which is why Barry Zito's not going to end up on the Mets, because they are not going to pay what his idiot agent is asking for. Something like $120 million for 6 years or something.
Sold.
Come on. Like $20 million. Barry Zito should get $20 million a year.
Barry Zito 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. If it was coming off that performance in the postseason against the Yankees where he was like, even though he gave up a run, he was like unhittable, then I could see him getting it. If it's the guy who fell apart when the pitching coach he liked left and it took him 3 years.
Oh, my friend, where'd you go?
Oh, man, he's not going to accept our friendship on MySpace now.
Oh, great.
And I, you know what? I would love if they got Barry Zito and he pitched that way again, but, you know, that's a little ridiculous. That money's a little ridiculous.
So what do you think that Marquis is really worth, or Lilly is really worth?
I think Marquis should make less than I do.
you think you could add as much to a ball team as he could, or you're saying for what you do professionally?
No, I should do what I do. He should do what he does, but I should make more at my job.
You guys should be getting paid comparably.
To make it fair, I'll let him keep what he makes, but I should get more than that for my job.
So the ridiculous baseball salaries to you have equated to you need a raise. That's what it comes down to. That's where you're at.
This is where I'm going with this whole thing. I'm recording it for my boss.
Awesome. Awesome. Recorded. Wouldn't your boss be listening?
No.
Oh, wait. It's Sunday. Probably working. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I had actually had a lot of baseball stuff I wanted to talk about, but it doesn't seem important anymore.
Dude,
Greg Maddux, $10 million 1 year.
Does anything seem important, though? Greg Maddux, that...
From San Diego, though? They could have spent that money in a better... Well, think about the Cubs, too. They're going to pay Jason Marquis and Ted Lilly $21, $22 million a year for the next 3 years. They couldn't have used that money better somehow. They could have got Manny Ramirez for the next 3 years, and he would have done a lot more for them than...
Well, like,
granted, it would have been through a trade, but...
Wow, did something just snap on your face?
Yeah, it's terrible. Uh-huh. It would have been through a trade, but, you know... What?
I can't even believe who just entered the chat room. I am blown away by who just entered the chat room.
Blown away, like...
awesome. This is why you guys have to be here for the chat, why you have to be here for the live show. There's some madness going on in the chat room. Man. I'm sorry. I'm actually looking. There's some craziness going on in the chat room. An old friend of the show has actually returned. And
Zombies go to church?
Person's name is Zombie, and he's saying that he'll be missed every week because he goes to church on Sundays. So Zombie goes to church, apparently. Awesome. Awesome. Outstanding. So, yeah, I
think that Japanese guy's going to stay in Japan. Matsuzaka.
Well, yeah, well, because he could. He'd come here and he'd get exposed. He'd get banged around like a little leaguer. Yeah, I got no problem with...
He'd get banged around like Tory Spelling at a yard sale.
Yeah, I don't have any quarrel.
Mets are in trouble, by the way. I don't like to keep it local, even though we're both Met fans, but they're in a lot of trouble. Because the Dodgers are a lot better of a team than they are right now. A lot better of a team.
Luckily for us, it's December. We don't really have to worry about that just yet. You got a couple of months before you have to start worrying. Don't worry about it.
No, I'll worry now.
You know what, dude? Last year, I should play you your previews. You thought the Mets were finishing like fourth place in the division last year, or third place in the division last year. Relax. Put your pants back on.
And I picked the Dodgers to be in the World Series last year, and I might have to do it again this year.
Exactly.
But we'll see what happens.
Exactly. None of it makes any sort of sense. You're not going anywhere with it. Don't worry. So any other notable salaries or signings that
need
to be...
Well, Mike Piazza's on the Oakland A's, which is cool because I like Oakland.
BFF?
No, not BFF. Two BFF. Second best friends. Do you ever have a second best friend? Do you ever have a best friend besides me, obviously? You're all I think about.
I'm really uncomfortable with the concept.
I mean, I'm all you think about. Sorry, go.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's true. It is a little uncomfortable to think about best friends at all in any way. I think when you officially call someone your best friend, you have to be nine or you can't.
Oh, you're gay? Or both.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get the whole concept of a BFF. I know a lot of people take stuff like that personally. I couldn't care less.
Do you ever have an imaginary friend?
Are you real? Then no. I don't think so. I don't think I had an imaginary friend. Not that I know. Well, you had imaginary friends when you were a kid?
Sort of. I had a brother. I had an older brother.
Yeah, I've met him. He's not imaginary.
No, he is. I had a really strong imagination that day you met him.
Wow.
I was projecting everywhere.
Projectile hallucinations.
You're lucky you pulled out before the big army ants came marching down the block.
Well, I have a button that would have protected me from
them. Okay, that's right. It's like flashing a gang sign at them.
No, we're good. No, he's cool. He's cool. You know what that reminds me of? Okay, I'm going to take you back to a crazy story. I was at my friend Joe's house about 16 years ago. And a friend of ours, I was at my friend Joe's.
Back in your poetry days.
Definitely back in my poetry days. I was at my friend Joe's house with myself, a lady that I used to be friends with, and another friend of ours named Matt. And we were playing Dungeons and Dragons in Joe's basement. And a mutual friend of ours was having a house party that day. And actually, that mutual friend is one of our MySpace friends to this day. This mutual friend was having a party. So we show up, you know, like we're just like, all right, we're not going to play D&D all night. Let's go over there for a little bit. Yeah, we used to use the term D&D. And we go, you know, just to show up at the party just for a little bit, for a couple of minutes, you know, just to, you know, show our faces before we go. As we show up at the party, literally we're there for like a minute and a half, someone comes flying down a flight of steps with a carnivore shirt on that has a triskelion on it. And
I know what that is. Okay.
It's like the swastika with three, but it's not really a swastika. It's a white power symbol, though. Comes flying down the steps, like literally like jumped down like 10 flights of stairs, and says, "What, you want to F with skinheads? You want to F with skinheads?" Grabs some guy who is sitting a couple feet away, so starts kicking him in his face repeatedly over and over and over again. Pulls the guy's shirt over, jacket over his head, starts kicking him in his face, like just totally destroying this kid. The kid goes running down the blocks, you know, and you know, they start chasing him. He starts chasing him a couple feet and says, "You want to F with skinheads? You want to F with skinheads?" Turns around, looks at me, pulls a knife out, and looks at us and says, "What, you guys got a problem with this? You want some too?" At which point, our mutual friend Dave, the DJ Dave, comes flying down the steps, screaming this person's name, saying, "No, no, they're okay. They have nothing to do with that guy." I had met Dave literally a week earlier. Just met him for the first time in my life, you know, so I was like 17, 16 years old at the time. And him flying down the steps saved me from getting stabbed by this person who's another friend of ours, who's a really nice guy, really super nice guy. And I don't know why I brought this story up.
I met you.
You know what?
You were with Dave when I met you.
What were we just talking about that made me bring that reminded me of that story?
Imaginary friends.
After that,
army ant buttons.
Oh, getting saved from being jumped.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah,
by
and,
army.
That was the weird thing that Dave. I had met him.
Oh, before. Skinhead army ants are way worse.
Yeah, like a week earlier, I just met Dave, and Dave saved me at that moment from getting stabbed by carnivore shirt man.
Yeah, when I first met you, and
coincidentally, I still like carnivore to this day. Just want to throw that out there.
And the basement of an old place we used to frequent.
Right, an old bar. Cool.
Oh, that's what it was called, SROs. It's not like it matters.
Right.
It's a big secret or something.
They'll go out of business. Yeah.
and you came downstairs. I was in the basement with my friend Larry, and you came downstairs with Dave.
Larry,
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. You can get back to Larry in a minute, because I think Vito wants to say something to us. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys.
What the hell's going on today?
No, I was stretching in the middle of saying hello.
Oh, hi, guys.
I can finish this with Vito on the phone, actually.
Yeah, I wish you would.
And no,
I
please, go ahead.
And I thought you were gay. I swore you were gay.
Yeah. Hey, what do
you... I had kind of seen you around, and I just always assumed you were gay.
Who, me or Chris?
No, Chris. When I first actually talked to Chris, and if you don't mind, can I give the conversation?
Sure.
You guys came downstairs...
By the way, mind you, this is this bar, SROs. It was a to go into the basement was like to be in the in crowd. Like you would go downstairs in the basement. It wasn't a place for like regular patrons of the bar. It was basically where you would go down and everyone was hanging out and smoking pot with the owner and stuff like that. That's how you got I don't understand.
See, now you're gonna get them closed down.
Crap! What are they gonna do? So anyway, so we're down in this basement.
So you guys come down in the basement and
well, you're there with Larry, who the fantasy baseball maven that got into fights with our buddy Joe over a trade like 4 years ago, and they hate each other. Even though they couldn't pick, neither one could pick the other one out of a lineup if there was a lineup of one.
And you come downstairs and say, and you and Dave are like, "Oh, it's really hot and hot up there." And I was like, "Oh no!" You said something like, "I can't be up there anymore." And I said to you, "Why is it really bad up there?" And your reaction, and please don't be offended, was, "I don't know, man. It's just like really hot and really crowded, and I can't take it." And you were just so gay when you said it. And I said, it confirmed to me that you were like gay. Till I mentioned it to somebody, and I'm like, "He's not gay at all." Well,
okay.
So that's it, you goddamn faggot.
So you saved me. So I saved you from sexuality that day to tie this all in.
You cost yourself a date. I was about to ask you out.
Curses foiled again. So awesome. Yeah, I honestly don't even remember that. I mean, I remember that day. I remember being in the basement. I remember. I don't.
You totally don't remember that day.
No, I remember. I remember because I remember our buddy Mike. I don't know. Our buddy Mike, who's in California, that we were talking about, who was a message board troublemaker, was playing the bowling game in the basement that day when we got there. He was playing the bowling game in the basement of SROs against the old bartender there.
Okay.
This is getting crazy, like weird, like memory stuff.
Well, anyway, that's just when I thought I'd bring up the fact that I met you with Dave and I thought you were gay.
Yeah. Well, it's all
still
true.
Not 100% sure.
It's all true.
Keith, did you think Dave was his lover?
No, I knew Dave wasn't gay. I knew Dave I knew Dave a lot better than I knew Chris at the time.
Sup with the kid.
But I didn't really know Chris, and I just, anytime I had seen him, just I don't know, he just looked gay even.
Then a few years
later, even his face looked gay.
Am I offending you?
I'm sorry.
Not even a little bit. Not even slightly concerned. Then a couple of years later, I got to meet Keith, and he sang me Manwich. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I have that story backwards.
Actually, weren't the exact words, I came into the base and said, wow, it's hot. And you looked at me and said, yeah, since you've been here. Awesome. So what's going on, Vito? I'm sure you didn't call up to comment on the SRO nightmare. What's going
Maybe
on?
Maybe we should do that.
Oh, no. I was gonna say when I met you, like the first time I met you.
Yeah, we met in Clove Lake Park, or did we meet at the house while you were watching The Crow?
Yes, the latter.
Okay, I want to say those were all the same day.
He was watching Jacob's Ladder.
No, it was the same day, because one happened about 2 hours later.
Okay, I showed up you know, you called to tell the story. It's on you. I'm sitting back relaxing.
I had just moved into this house a former friend of Chris's, I guess.
That's used to own. No, that's not true. I have no quarrels with that person to this day. And if I saw her, I say hi to her. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen her as recently as 2 years ago when everything was, you know, we were totally cool and we saw each other.
Oh, cool. It makes it a lot easier to come around. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I had just moved in, and we had a mutual friend that we didn't realize at the time by the name of Joe, who used to have a skateboarding shop. And Joe had a van, and funny enough, I was living on Steins Road in Staten Island, and Joe lived around the corner, and I didn't know it, and I had known Joe for about a year or so, and so I needed help to move my stuff, and Joe had a van, he emptied it out, and he helped me move. And so after moving, Joe had left, and I guess he went to go pick you and our other friend Matt up. And you guys showed up.
By the way, the same friend, Matt, that I was playing Dungeons & Dragons with from my earlier story, so it all ties in.
And you guys had shown up, and we were watching. It was me, our friend, and two people that I don't even talk to anymore, sitting on the couch watching The Crow. And I was introduced to both of you, and I saw that you had tattoos. And see, the funny thing is...
This is another gay story. I noticed your tattoos.
No. That's the funny thing. Like, he thought you were gay when he first met you, and I thought you were just like some kind of
shucks.
Ooh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Some jerk that, you know, just, you know, like some tough guy, you know, like some dude from Staten Island, essentially.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever given off the vibe of being a tough guy, but I mean, okay, I mean, you know, this is
well because I noticed you had tattoos, and I go, oh, dude, I have tattoos. You know, those are pretty cool, and you're like, tattoos are for idiots. There's your first impression, Keith.
I don't think
you were a lot nicer to me.
It's true.
You knew I had a little crush.
He was concerned for your well-being because he didn't want you to get too hot being upstairs. Me, he thought I was just a jerk.
No, I think the tattoos are stupid. To this day, I still think tattoos are kind of stupid. I'm too far gone at this point, so I'm just going with it. You know, I've started it off, so I'm going to continue it. But tattoos are dumb. Tattoos are really dumb. Don't get me wrong. I guess at this point I have a different opinion of them, not a totally different opinion of them, but a different opinion of them than I did at that point. Like, tattoos are you know, a dime a dozen now. It's not a big deal. When people at that time, everybody and their mother didn't have a sick tribal tat on their arm. I so want to play that the thing from when Dave from the tattoo shop was here. I mean, I guess we can now, since the show's going to be labeled explicit, thanks to Vito.
You're welcome.
At the time, like I said, it wasn't everybody in the world didn't have that, you know, the tattoo. So at that point, I think people who had tattoos thought they were something, I guess, more outlaw than they actually were. I guess I don't know, and I just think
it was illegal in New York.
Right. For a long time it was just, I mean, but whatever, you went to Jersey.
I never went to Jersey. I got all mine in the city.
Whoa, look at you. I would go to the outlaw towns. I was underground, bro. I was getting tatted.
I was living on the edge.
Vito got tattooed on the Lower East Side with me.
Lou Reed was here with you. Awesome. Yeah, so I mean, like, I guess, I mean, whatever. I guess I was, I don't know. I'm an abrasive human being, I guess. I try and be offensive and annoying to people from the second I meet them. And you know, despite that, you still managed to fall deeply in love with me. And
well, I was going to say, to bring it back around, later on that night, we did go to Clover Lake Park, you know, a bunch of us, and you and I were talking about rap music and stuff, and we mentioned third base. Because I was like, yeah, third base is a great white boy rap group. And you're like, what, are you crazy? What about the Beast Boys? And at that point, I forgot the Beast Boys even did rap because they had put out
Check Your Head. That was when Check Your Head.
Because they're so stupid. Oh, sorry.
Dude, stop it. Stop it. I understand you might not agree with the group's politics, but you're going to honestly try and tell me that Paul
Oh, Buttigieg... dude, bro. It's separated from politics. But, I think they're stupid.
You think that Paul Buttigieg is a bad
No,
actor.
I like that. I like that.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about now. When I see them, like, with that, with the one guy with the old lady face walking through the street rapping at, like, 45 years old or whatever he is.
Oh, yeah, but whatever. That doesn't mean, you know...
It ruins everything else for me. All I really liked was Paul's Boutique and the first Stupid album. You know, after that, I didn't really.
I don't want. I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to take this to an ugly place, man. But I'm seeing this whole story in my head about this guy who does acid and he's not the same ever again, and people like him because he's this freak.
Wow, that's what you were writing at the time. See, did you ever do it after that again, or did you learn your lesson from this?
It was so weird. I'm flashing back at this point that I actually heard another voice there during my acid poetry. I got confused. Sorry, what were you saying, bro?
You generate flashbacks now. I said, did this teach you after that, when you read that you didn't want to do it anymore?
Oh, I tripped on acid a million times after that. This is one of the earlier times I did acid. This is like
Well, you needed to produce more work. You're a workaholic, that's all.
Yeah, obviously. I was dedicated to my craft. I had to do what I had to do. I had to get these, you know, these gems out there. I had to make sure that that the world wasn't deprived of such fantastic work as... I'm seriously not quite sure that I'm coming back.
Can you put some echoes and effects on that later? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to kill your buzz.
Bro, I'm hearing voices again. Please confirm for me. I'm going to hand you a sheet of paper. It literally says that exact thing. That somehow that to me was poetry while I was on acid.
C-O-M-M-I-N-G, calming back.
Weren't you actually trying to write music?
What do you mean?
Like, you were trying to write song lyrics for, like your band or something, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think. Poetry, oh, man. I'm just looking at these things. It's so retarded. it was poetry with song, I suppose, being in mind. I'm seriously not quite sure that I'm calming back. That's my big poem that I had to write while I tripped out.
Hey, before, if you want to really bring it full circle, Vito, do you remember when we first met?
I was going to ask you that. I think it was at our old house in Sand Lane, but I think it had to be before that.
No, it was at Sand Lane, actually. It was when you guys first were... moved in together there, or when whoever were you? Did you both move into that place together, or were?
Oh, yeah,
Sand Lane. Yeah, we used to, he lived in the.
Oh right, okay. You were talking about this.
You
last
definitely
week.
Met him before.
No,
that,
I'd
dude.
Never met him before that day. I went there. We went there to watch wrestling, and Vito was in the room. And after about 5 minutes of watching wrestling, Vito said, "Well, I guess since Chris isn't going to introduce me, I'll introduce myself."
You didn't meet Keith while we lived at the old place?
And that's probably... No. Your reaction was probably, oh, I just assumed you guys knew each other.
I'm blown away that you guys didn't know each other.
No. Like, I didn't go to that...
10 years later, I'm blown away. But you know what? He also had... Vito had an issue with...
With me?
With no,
I hate that guy. I don't know.
With the mutual friend that we knew that used to live at that apartment together with. So that probably would have been
that's
why.
True.
That's why he wouldn't have come to the house when you were at the house. Okay. Because that mutual friend of ours used to live there, and him and Vito had a falling out.
Okay.
Craziness. So, hey man, poetry. What do you want me to tell
you? Yeah, but you know what's funny? Like, I had always heard. It's kind of like our friend Ron. Like, I had always heard of him, but I had never met him until way later. It's the same thing with you, Keith. I knew who you were, but I didn't actually know you.
Wait, who were you talking about?
Huh?
Who did you not know about that you knew about? Keith?
I knew about Keith, but I didn't know him at that point when I met him.
Okay.
And it was the same thing with Ron. Like, you know, I had always heard about Ron being this musician and stuff, and I was like, I've never met this guy, and I go to all the shows.
I knew him as the weirdo who worked at the comic shop.
He's still a weirdo that works at a comic shop. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's how I knew him before I knew him. He was that weird kid who works over at Jim Hanley's.
Not to get so ridiculously local at this point.
It's too far gone anyway. Might
but
as well go with it.
There's still some people I haven't confirmed existed. There was a guy named Leland I always used to hear about. I never met this guy.
Leland lives in New Jersey now. Leland, and a crazy weird story. If you, let's see. Here's a weird tie-in. If you go to YouTube and do a search for my old band, Sangwich, S-A-N-G-W-I-C-H, it will bring up Vito's YouTube account. There are two videos there. And the one that is actually a live video of us, the one that's not like a Consumption Junction video, I don't remember which song it was. I think it's for Fight Like Apes. No, Fight Like Apes is that one. Lisa, I think is what it's called. If you watch it, at one point during the video, you see our name on a marquee out in front of a bar, and the bar was called the Brighton Bar in New Jersey. Don't worry, there's a point to this. I'm getting someplace as we're concerned about getting too local. We were at this. We played this place, and out of nowhere, Leland comes walking in the bar. I hadn't seen Leland at that point in probably 4 years at that point. And Leland just comes walking. He's like, yeah, I just drove by and saw your name on the marquee, so I thought I'd come in. He's doing really well for himself. He actually, he definitely exists, though. He's a real person. He played bass for one of my old bands. He was a really good dude. He's not dead, though, so I guess he could still be a good dude. But I wouldn't know. Awesome.
And he's not related to Leland Palmer? Laura's father?
You know, that is him.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I'm asking. Someone's asking me why they can't get to the.
I just answered already.
Oh, to the chat room.
As if it's the same person, which I'm assuming.
Yeah,
it is. I got it.
You got it covered.
All right, fellas.
All right, buddy.
I'm gonna let you guys talk about sports now or something.
Yeah, we love sports.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, bye.
I was actually listening to a lot of old shows this week, listening to how it evolved that it started out that we would just hang up on Vito every week.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with the shows and stuff. Are you responding back? Because this person's asking me questions again about how to register.
I don't know.
Well,
to tell everybody, go to tpxradio.com. Would you click chat or do you click register?
Chat room.
Click chat room and then it'll ask
it'll
you to
bring
register.
It'll bring up the main screen and you have the choice to log in or register. Click on register. By the way, Monty is asking in the chat room if I have the Canary poem. Canary was a song that at the time my old band, the Monty Love, did. And Canary was a song where I actually sang the full song, and I believe the poem went something, I don't have it written down, but I believe it went something like this. You know what? It's not that kind of song, so I'll just tell you. Canary, why did you have to die? Canary, the ultimate sacrifice. Canary, now we have fuel to burn. That's my poetry.
I was applauding you.
I didn't even realize. You're very hip. Now to get back to the real poems. I want to go out and do something. I want to experience new floats and soothe. I think Keith just quit the show. The words, I want to experience new floats and soothes, are really in there. That's real. This is real. Look. And look at the way I wrote soothes, like it's soothing.
Did you ever experience those things?
No. What is a new float? What is a new, I mean, a new float is like, I finished that last float. Give me another one. Root beer and ice cream.
Can I use the same glass? No, I want a new one.
I want to experience new floats and soothes. Hi. You know what? Remember what you felt that day in SROs? You were right. You were spot on. Oh, man. Oh, dude. Now it's starting to get heavy.
Okay.
We're going to start getting heavy. If you don't mind. I don't want to go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, we still got we don't have that much show left, and I got a lot of poetry. Rip it and pull it and scream. You can't get it off. Help me, help me. I can't push it away. I can't. But that's okay. Please feel free to laugh on mic. This is the point of these. I know these are not even close to cool. It's fine.
Isn't that the name of the book of these? Not even close to cool. But a picture of you now laying on the bathroom floor.
The corner of lame and loser actually is the name.
Forward by Lou Reed, of course.
How could you tell me what his forward would be?
Canary. Cops shot you for being in the wrong neighborhood.
Canary, why did you have to die? Canary, the ultimate sacrifice. Canary, now we've got fuel to burn. You understand? That's poetry, bro. I'm concerned about the health of the canary.
Was that an environmental statement or?
No, canaries are bad. You do know? I mean, I can't
believe. I know the canary in a coal mine thing. I understand.
That's what it was about.
Okay.
It was a canary in a coal mine. Why did he have to die? He made the ultimate sacrifice, but now we've got fuel to burn.
Oh, so you—that was like a positive thing, but at least we've got fuel to burn now.
Right. Posicore.
I didn't know if it was—I didn't know if it was sarcasticore or if it was posicore.
No, I'm really into posicore. I don't like sarcasticore.
Oh, by the way, on a sarcasticore note, oh, that's real good. It's playing tonight.
By the way, this one is really important because, as you notice, I put an extra.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Just hold it up to the camera, please. If you look in the chat room, and if you're not in the chat room, he's going to hold up something to the camera, on the back of the previous poem. Like, so in other words, you fold it back and he drew an arrow pointing down to the new one, and there's a note that says, "Remember what this means." We froze, or at least in my room we froze.
And no, it's working fine for me.
Okay.
It's showing "Remember what this means" with the arrow to.
I tell you what,
this
why
next important poem.
Why don't you read it and I'll try to guess what it means?
I got news for you. I don't know that I'm gonna know what it means. Hold on. Wait, did you dose me? Maybe I will remember. Hold on. This is a big one. This is probably the longest one of the bunch. So sit back. Buckle up. Part one. Every person is so separate. Everyone goes back more into another world where you fit into. Everyone collides someplace around here. Poetry.
I guess so. Okay. I think.
What do you got, bro?
That was.
So we're in like an English class now. This is where we're looking at the works of a great artist.
I think that was a commentary on how. Everyone goes their own way and has their own thing going on in their own life and doesn't have time for each other.
Yeah.
Until you're here in this place, and that's when everyone gets together. Granted, you think they're trying to kill you, so you won't let them in the room, but still, everyone came together at that point. What's going on over there? Webcam problems.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to fix the webcam. I thought you were going to keep going with explaining what's happening.
that was pretty much my explanation of it. Let me read it again.
Oh, would you like to read it?
Here? No. I just want to...
Let Lou Reed read it.
Every person is so separate. Everyone goes back more into another world where you fit into, and everyone collides. Someplace around here, there's a cop shooting a kid. 80's a junkie. What do I know?
I always love Lou Reed's take on these things. Actually, do you know what the poem really meant? Communism, man. Communism. Well, mind you, that was part one.
I don't want to make sure.
So maybe I'll learn that I was wrong all along. It's a big twist.
Oh, dude, let's see what happens in part two. Part two. No one can try to relate to each other. Everyone went back to where they came from. Here we meet.
Give me one more. Give me one more. Keep it going. Keep it going. I need the same one over again. No. The same one.
Part two. No one can try to relate to each other. Everyone went back to where they came from. Here we meet. By the way, in this one, just so you understand where we're at, I'll get to the fade out finally. It's nice, dude. Tripping. Balls.
By the way, did you make that music?
No, I didn't make that music. I made the fade out. I took this little clip of it, and that's it. But where it says everyone went back to where they came from, I accidentally initially spelt it W-H-E-N-T, and I crossed it out with a big E. So that's my...
You crossed it out one day when you were tripping on ecstasy, and right. You threw a big E over it instead.
I just did that every place. I would just draw E's on the wall and stuff.
See, I'm still getting the same initial vibe from that one as well.
Well, you're wrong. The meaning is communism, man. Communism. Oh, boy. Wow. See, now's when it starts to get really uncomfortable. Wow. Let's see. Let's go. Let's see. Okay, no, there's only three poems left. Should I pepper?
Does it get uncomfortable?
Yeah, well, the really uncomfortable one where I start screaming about my stepfather's in here.
You know you have to give us that whole one, right? Like, that's what everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah, that's going to be the finale.
It's like waiting for Roger Daltrey to go, yeah!
By the way, the song is Traffic. It's Traffic.
It's called Traffic?
No, the band Traffic.
Oh, what song is it?
Was it Hole in My Shoe, I think it's called? There's a hole in my shoe where the water comes in.
That's why it sounds familiar. Did you know what album is it from? Was it from
Mr. First
Fantasy?
It's the beginning.
Okay, so that's why it sounds familiar.
It's like 1967 or something.
You know, at first I thought it was just like some software sample, and it was surprisingly good for just some software sample.
It's a real song. It's a real song. It's Traffic. It's good stuff.
Excellent.
Hey, man, rock out to it.
I was never a big Traffic fan. But what do I know? I'm white.
Poetry by Lou Reed.
Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood's in Traffic,
Steve
right?
Winwood Is was it? In Traffic.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. I was losing my mind for a second. For some reason,
he left the Spencer Davis Group to go to Traffic. The best combination. There's a movie called Here We Go Around the Mulberry Bush, and the soundtrack is the beginning of Traffic, and then Spencer Davis Group with Spencer Davis started singing. But it's great. It's one of the best albums ever.
Hey, good for you, man.
It's a good album.
Thanks, Lou. Just so we know.
I hate Nico.
I've made the decision to make a mess of things forever. I honestly should be killed.
I'm not on board with that one. I think you should be killed for that one, too.
This is honestly.
No. I was into it up until that point.
Yeah, not me.
That shouldn't have made the album.
Wow. How insane would it be to die, to no longer exist? All I can exist for is to be one endless wreck. Wait, hold on.
Oh, when you don't do it with the music, I think you're just talking. Like.
No, I am. I was just bringing things up for myself. Like, hey, dude. How insane would it be to die, to no longer exist? All can exist for is to be one endless wreck. Is it possible to feel shame so many years after the fact, even though the point of doing this is to point out how stupid it was?
No one said it was going to be easy.
I don't even know what the hell that meant.
Oh, wait, sorry. No one said that was going to be easy.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. All right, and here's the big one. Here's the finale, and then we can get to your big baseball talk that you want to get into.
Baseball's so meaningless, man. Come on, just hit me with what I need.
The names and the curses have been changed to protect the innocent. You should just blurt out his name.
not his first name. Who's ever going to know?
Robert Blank.
He said his...
I'd love to tear your heart out, you blanking blank. The thought of your blood splashing on me excites me. I drink from your lifeless body. I would pull so much raw feeling from your death. Blanking blank is my favorite part of it.
I felt that. That's why I was snapping during it.
Bro, here, you want, here, you can take that one for yourself. Now you get to know what his name is.
I'm going to go find him.
And fight. And have his blood splash in you and excite you. Yeah.
Can I analyze some of these?
Yeah, I wish you would. I'm honestly embarrassed that I even brought them up in the first place, and I want to take them and hide them away.
How insane would it be to die? To no longer exist. All I can exist for is to be one endless wreck. I know there's an N in there somewhere, but that wasn't really analyzing. That was just me reading it over.
Thanks.
Not too bad. No way to explain. Okay, let's stop for a minute. This is mad, crazy, cool fudge.
I'm sorry, no, dude. This is you.
I'm sorry. No, I was just reading over some of them. I wanted to. I dropped the ball on that one. I apologize.
As I go through some of the poetry, I go through the folder where I found this stuff from, and this is my favorite poem of all of them. It's not written by me. It's a tribute. Okay. We're sitting in your room. The lights go dim. You're looking at me. Hold on. This doesn't deserve that music. This should get this music.
Wow.
Dude, you know what? It's just that the traffic thing is only 40 seconds long. We're sitting in your room. The lights go dim. You're looking at me with that big boy grin. Your friend comes in the room. He's staring at me. Don't think I've ever felt half this sexy. I'm quite the nervous boy. You don't understand. You giggle when I say, I've never been with a man. But my love is looking for someplace to hide. I want to feel the motion of a man on both sides. I want to be inside a manwich. Double treat, and I'll be the meat. I want to be a manwich. I'm looking for love in a 6-inch sub. My girl calls on the phone. I tell her not to come. I'm hanging with my boys. We're having way too much fun.
Beautiful. Somebody must really love you.
In all honesty, like, I'm not even saying that to make fun of it, because I really think that that's one of the greatest songs ever written, but it was funny that as I was looking for the acid poems, that's what falls out of the folder at me, is the lyrics to Manwich in my handwriting, because I told you I was going to cover it, and I was going to record it, and you had to, like, explain to me what every lyric was, and I wrote it all down.
What every lyric meant, or what every lyric was?
Yes. It was too veiled in mystery, and for me, I couldn't figure it out. Wait, 6-inch sub, so you, like, you eat food? You like... Oh, like a Subway sandwich? By the way, I just rolled over my toe with my chair. Feels awesome.
What else you got? I hear you giggling over there.
Hot damn, I still rock. The Lord blessed my soul with. God damn, I was born to rock. I was smacked by the hand of rock. that's one of these little notepads in here. Which also has on the other side, let's see. Oh, those special days haven't passed. No way. Late at night as I lay in my bed, bad funny feelings running through my head. Oh, 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 birdie, what? The dirty things that you did to me, bless me, Lord, eternally. Racing motor at the fever pitch like the burn that never burns. Can't mean anything. As I'm looking at this, I'm realizing more that this is probably a song by a band called ADN, which every song was done with, you know,
tongue planted firmly in cheek. I just love, like, the burn that never burns.
I think that's more embarrassing, maybe, than the, ow, sorry, than the other one.
Than what? Than the acid poetry?
I like the acid poetry. The only one I had a problem with was the one really gay one.
Oh, you're looking at me with that big boy grin, that one? Let's see. Oh, wow, these are really...
Right. I'm handed a paper plate.
Don't read it, obviously. It's gotten to the point that
looking at stuff on
We're looking at pieces of paper with weird things written on it in my house. And these are not written by me. These are things that are just... these are just odd...
Well, can I read this and clean it up?
Yeah. These things are not done by me that somehow I have in my collection. I know who wrote them. I'm not going to say who wrote them. But yeah, these are, and don't mention anyone's names because there's a lot of names on
this.
No,
I'm going to blank the name out. Okay. What about the word? That's okay, right?
That's fine.
Don't make it mean, she said with a wink. Blank, I need some head. I mean a head shrink. Effin' get a towel. Effin' stare at the wet spot. Got a towel, he said. He stomped on my heart. I'm not even going to bother reading the other one. It's pointless. It'll be blank, blank, blank in your blank.
I shoved tuna in your blank. I sucked off Bob Saget. Your rotten blank blank now seethes with maggots. And that's when I knew that I was purely faggot. And that's when I knew that I was truly faggot. It's an important one. Sodomize me. I swear I'm free.
Wait till the show's over.
You already knew that. Please, please be, oh God, slow and steady. My ass cheeks are spread, and where are you? I sit here and wait. Please push in my stool. Like these are child limericks, is what we got here. Pull out a clump, I won't take a dump. Stick in your toes, and then we'll hump.
Can I read a work by another...
I saw you on the corner. Your poontang was cracking. You accused me of effing fudge packing?
Were these sober?
Yes. A circumcised sheath, a holiday wreath. Yank out a pube and I'll floss my teeth.
Ugh.
I like that naysayer. I think he's my savior. If I want salvation, now I'll run for mayor. Oh, man, these are bad. Oh, back in 87, my hair was a crimpin'. Back in your anus, your jizz, I was shrimpin'. I don't know where the show has been taken that this is what I'm doing now. I'm just reading awful, awful, horrible.
We even on the air anymore?
I hope not.
Oh, man. You want me to save it?
Yeah, please.
Give me some music.
Sorry, some traffic?
And don't dare put whatever that is back because you're reading it when I'm done. A car's horn went off and Archie appeared on the porch. I'll be right there, you guys, he called before going back inside. Okay, Edith, my bag ready yet? He asked, walking over to his wife.
Is this almost, Archie,
she told him as she continued to pack his bag.
All in the family fan fiction?
Geez, Edith, I'll tell you, this convention is going to be one of the best ones yet, he told her excitedly.
I hope you have a good time,
Edith told him as she kissed his cheek and handed him his bag. Well, I'm off to fight the Nazis, he exclaimed as he headed toward the door, with Edith smiling away while following him. Come, Arch, we're going to be late, Hank yelled. Yeah, kiss your wife goodbye and let's go, Pinky agreed. Hey there, don't go trying to wreck all marriages, you two. It ain't my fault Edith here ain't left me. Give it time, Hank whispered to Pinky.
Wait, we're still going to go? Should I give you more music?
Archie quickly pulled Edith into his arms, dipping her and giving her an unexpected kiss. The scene resembled the kiss of the sailor and the nurse when World War II ended. This is All in the Family prequel fan fiction.
Awesome. I love it. That's what I mean. That's how he knew.
But I didn't write that, just for the record. I'd love to take credit for it, but you can find this on the internet. Nanny Girl, to credit properly, is the person that wrote this.
Bro, you want some stuff that I did take part in writing?
Okay.
This is part of a collaboration. Grab bag. Stick myself in. Pick the lupus of your choice. It don't gotta be a virus. You might catch the cancers. And by the way, grab bag is spelled wrong. It's grab bab is what it says on the top of it. Not to be outdone. I have to find the actual recorded version. These are lyrics now. These are no longer just poems. Man loving brown oven. What's cooking tonight? Man loving brown oven. It's always done right.
I remember that one.
As opposed to loosen up your jelly pot, slap me with that thing you got, roll my dice until you get the luck in your drawers, because berries come but once a year, these are yours, so don't you fear. Little boy, come out to play, I'll slap your tender ass. What? These are good songs. Don't think these
see,
are
nobody
good.
Could get the full appreciation of this when you see just the actual folder and the madness and how these things are written.
And that's why I never threw any of them out, because they're just so absurd, the way that they're all just like scrawled and just insane. I love it. I love poetry. Yeah, so in other news, Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston broke up.
Again. They made a movie about it. It's called The Breakup.
That was the prequel. That was the fan fiction prequel.
Somebody else probably broke up.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now you're off the camera. Yeah, I don't even know where the show is going today. I don't even understand
it's
what's
done
happening.
At this point. It doesn't matter.
You know, I'm throwing some music or something.
You got Stairway to Heaven.
Hold on.
This is going to be a teaser. I'm not going to actually give you this one. I'm just going to let you know the summary. It's called Archie Post 9/11.
Wait, hold on. Let me put the music. Oh, no, it doesn't work. Damn it, the music didn't work. Hold on. Let me get a different theme song on here for it. Let's see. This is really comfortable that this is what I'm doing. I'm listening going, let's see. All right, just read it, because I'm never going to find what I'm looking for.
Disclaimer, I do not own the characters in this story.
You don't say.
Summary. Archie Bunker and the rest of the All in the Family gang are brought into the year 2004. Inside the Bunker home, it is 1969 in appearance, but outside, all the political and social issues of modern day. I will try to keep the characters true to their original form. I hope you enjoy Archie's take on the modern world. I'm not reading any of it.
Alright, well, I'll give you the music for it though. It goes like this. Let's see, hold on, let me get it up.
Scene one. Does this man take this man?
I just thought you'd like some music for it.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm absolutely amazed that people write fan fiction. And I knew they wrote fan fiction for like science fiction shows and stuff. Obviously Star Trek and things like that. But I'm just totally... Maybe the world is blind or just a little unkind.
Oh, that's so cute.
As Punky and her friends gather to mourn the passing of a loved one, unexpected news demonstrates the circle of life. Please read and review.
Wait, Punky Bruiser are you talking about? Or Punky Brewster?
Author's notes. I just want to let my readers know that this isn't the way I wrote my story, but every time I upload it, the site changes my indentation, tabs, paragraphs, line spacing, fonts, etc. I know it looks really sloppy, but this is not the way I wrote it, yet I can't figure out how to get the site to return my stories to their original format.
It's almost like a poem. Does it end like this?
Lou Diamond!
I wish it was 1 o'clock.
You want the show to be over right now?
Yeah.
We're floundering now?
Yeah.
Ready to go. All right, let's get a couple quick things out there just before we go.
I don't even think anyone's listening anymore.
God damn it, Leroy.
Thanks, everybody, for trying to tolerate this mess.
Thanks, Jen, for hanging in there and still listening and commenting on everything we're saying.
Yeah, we're best in show. We'll do a better show next week, promise. Well, we'll try anyway. BestinShowRadio.com. Listen to a lot of stuff.
People say I'm cool. I thank God that I'm such a cool chick baby. When I'm on the phone, I thank God my voice sounds smooth and clear without a trace of tear. When I'm at work, still have that smile my used to say little day. Something inside me, something inside me died that day. People say I'm cool. Yeah, I'm a cool chick baby. Every day I thank God that I'm such a cool chick baby. When I'm with people, I thank God I can talk hip when I'm crying inside. When I'm with friends, I thank such a cool chick baby. A friend lent me shades so I could hide my eyes that day. On the snowy day, the shades would sing. Like an accident, part of growing up. People tell me there's something inside me, something inside me died that day. Something inside me, something inside.